Recorded Books Inspirational presents an unabridged recording of The Winds of Autumn by Jeanette Oak, narrated by Johnny Heller. This work is copyrighted 1987 by Jeanette Oak. This recording is copyrighted 2003 by Recorded Books. In this heartwarming sequel to Once Upon a Summer, Josh is facing important questions about life, about love, and about himself. And now, The Winds of Autumn.
Chapter 1. In Autumn Surprise. I don't remember a prettier fall than the one we had the year I was 15. The long Indian summer days stretch on into October, with only enough sprinkles of rain to keep the flowers blooming in Aunt Lou's flower beds, and the lawn green enough to contrast with the yellows and golds of the autumn trees and bushes. Even the leaves seemed reluctant to tuck in for the winter, and kept clinging to the branches week after week in all their fine, colorful array. The sun warmed up the air by noon each day, and the nights were just nippy enough to remind us that we'd best be spending our time getting ready for winter instead of loafing along beside the creek, pretending that this good weather would stay with us forever. The farmers in the area took in all the crops. The women cleaned out their large farm gardens. We stayed loafing by the creek whenever we could, and still the good weather held. People started talking summer picnics and parties again, but I guess no one wanted to exert themselves enough to do the fixing, for the days went by and no one actually had a picnic. We all just sat around in the sun or took long, lazy walks through the colorful countryside. As you probably have figured out by now, my favorite place was down by the creek. I took my fishing...